Be'ezus Hashem, Parshas Noach, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Well, after be makdim, there's a story of the Pri Ha'oretz, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Mivitebsk. He was one of the Gedolei Hasidim that lived in Tveria, Ir HaKodesh, 100 and 150 years ago. There's a story that goes that the Kehillah in Tveria, there was a rumor that Mashiach had come. And in the streets, everyone was talking and there was a rash. That Mashiach is in Yerushalayim. There was no telephones, and certainly no telephones or anything like that. And there was rumors, though, that Mashiach had arrived in Yerushalayim. And Tzitzach gerasht wegen dem. And they came into the priority to tell him, Tzitzach, that Mashiach came. And the story goes that he opened up his window of his room, and he took a sniff, like he smelled the reyach of what's going on in the streets, and he said, no, says Nish Mashiach. It's not reyach shel Mashiach. And one of the other Gedolei Admonim, someone from Europe actually, had said, what's a taich in this maisa? Why did he have to open up the window? Because by him in his room, bechadrei chadorov penima, it was already reichai shel Mashiach. Where was the tzaddik himself? By him it was already reichai shel Mashiach. He was holding already mitzidoi in the darg of Geula. But the door wasn't holding. He opened the window and he realized, right? He opened up the tzoihar, the window, and he saw that that's not where it was holding. In Parshas Noach, we see, and the Mesfarim talk a lot about a contrast between Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu on a lot of different aspects. I want to touch up in Akuda. Noach ish tzaddik, tomim. Es halikim es halach Noach. He needed a sad l'toymchoy. Aber l'maisa, he was zoiche, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matzel him from the mabel al yedei teva. Now, if you understand that the mei ha-mabel was mayim roischim, and it was the mitziyistik, ecological situation that was in the Mabel, the Teva, with all its description and the Midois and what it's made out of, wouldn't survive Tevadik, the Mayim Roischim, and the Ruchais of the Mabel. Avad, it was Boifin Nes. The whole Metzias of Teva was Boifin Nes. How it was Miat Machzikas Samaruba. It was Lamalim in Hazman. There's a Shaila that Lechaira, there are certain worms and Shrotzim and Ramosim that only lived for a week or two. So Lechaira, a year later, it must have been the great-great-grandchildren of those original ones, but there was no Pruravu in the Teva. So there's many Mahalchim, but one is that in the Hanami, it was the same ones. There was no aging in the Teva. That year of the Mabel, it was a Kaponim in the Teva. It was not Matziv of Zman Bechlal. It was Lamalam in Ateva. It was the Bechina of Mishkon, a Bechina of Mikdosh, a mokim of Hashroas Hashchina, and durch them, that's what saved them from the Mabel. It was Menutak from Oilam Hazeh. Noach in Chadrei Chadorov, in the Teva, was in a Matziv, in a situation of Lamalam in Ateva, Menutak from the Oilam. Now, that's not enough. The Darga of Moshe is that he's such a tzaddik, but he knows how to also connect back down to the door and be Mala the door as well. And we'll soon see about that. But the Etzem Nekuda, that Noach himself, the Etzem, this forum explained, was supposed to be the Bechin of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not a coincidence that the Gemara in Chulin says, Moshe min HaTorah min Ayon, and the remez for Moshe Rabbeinu min HaTorah, interesting, a remez for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Roiv of Chamishuchim Shei Torah is about Moshe Rabbeinu, a big chunk of it. We're ready up to Parshas Noach, and we already went through from the 5,782 years of the world, 83 years, we're already up to the 1600s. We went through so much in Parshas Bereishis, and Noach again will be another jump in time. But a big chunk of Torah is about Moshe, but where's the remez for Moshe min HaTorah b'shagam u'basar? It's not a coincidence. There's an akud over here. There's a connection between Noach and Moshe. The Sfarim say that Betzim Mitzad, the Gilgul Neshama, Neshama is oisiyos, Noach, Sheis, Moshe, Hevel. Hevel, who only lived for a few days, was Nizgalgal into Sheis, Sheis into Noach, Noach to Moshe, and that reaches the Spitz Neshama, which eventually gets to Mashiach, that Mashiach is the ultimate Tikkun Olam that goes back, that will get us to Adam Arishon Kodem Achet. But Noach and Moshe specifically, Moshe is V'hoyu Shonov Meya V'esrim Shona. Noach was preparing the Teva for 120 years. That would have been parallel to the 120 years of Moshe. He would have been the one that would be Moirid the Shefa of Torah to the world. And as a matter of fact, Migdal Bovel would have been Torah Shebal Peh, Talmud Bavli, Misham Nofaitz L'kol Olam. Had Noach's door been Zoiche, and he would have been able to be Ma'ilu the door, it would have been the door of Kabbalah Satorah. That's in the Yesh Dorshim L'Shvach, Yesh Dorshim L'Gnai, with the new aspect. It was supposed to be a door of the Kabbalah Satorah. It was a vast potential in that door of Noach, and it was a missed opportunity, and instead, there was a Mabel. But the Nakuda that Noach, Lamaisa, built a Teva, Teva is a Mokim HaMikdosh. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Vayar'eni Hashem Arba Charoshim, that there are four people that are builders. And who are the builders? Shem ben Noach and the ones that built the Beis HaMikdash? What's the connection? Because Shem ben Noach, the one that builds the Teva, is parallel to the ones that built the Mikdash. Remez Yesh Bedover, also the Mispar HaPsukim in Parshas Noach, Kuf Nun Gimel Psukim, and the Remez, there's always a Remez at the end of the Parsha, is Bezalel. Because Bezalel, who built the Mishkan, is parallel and has a shaykh to Noach, who's building the Teva. Who are the four builders the Gemara brings there in Sukkah? Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu Hanavi, the Koyen Tzedek. Rashi says, over there, the ones that built the Beis HaMikdash, and Koyen Tzedek is Shem ben Noach, who's also a Chorosh, he built the Teva. There's a famous Michtav from Rav Hutner, in Pachad Yitzchak, in the Igrois, he brings that there are two places in the Torah where it's Marich, the Harchova, on the Tzuras HaBinyan of a certain Binyan and the way it's built and the measurements. Harchova Gedoyla, the Binyan HaTeva and the Binyan HaMishkan, because there's a connection between the two. He, of course, speaks about the Nakuda that on one hand, a yeshiva is also a Binyan of a yeshiva is also a Teva Snoyach, a Teva that's matzel from a marble. But on the other hand, it's not just that. Someone who thinks that the Teva is just that, missed the boat. That's much more than that. It's a makom for Aliyah and Binyan of Ashras HaShechina. But the truth is the Teva also was that Inyan. Noach was the Kohen Gadol in his Teva. He had an Avoida. Teva is Gematria, Yoim HaKippurim, 417. It's also Habayis, Teva, same letters. Well, it's in Gematria also, but the same letters. A person has to put himself into the Teva. The Chassidish Sforim talk about the idea that every time a person davens, or learns, he's machnis atzmoy l'toich of the Teva. And that Teva is the bechina of Yom HaKippurim. That Teva is the bechina of Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, Vatonach HaTeva b'chodesh HaShvi'i. Now there's different cheshbonos which chodesh it was, but you could say that it means chodesh HaShvi'i is Tishrei. Vatonach HaTeva, the Teva, the words of Tefillah, are b'chodesh HaShvi'i, in the seventh month of Tishrei, on Hari Arorot. Arorot is Gematria 410. 410 is the amounts of years of the first Beis HaMikdash. Vatonach HaTeva b'chodesh HaShvi'i. So the Teva had in it that immense power of Beis HaMikdash, and it had the potential to reach that level. The truth is, every year we go through a Tishrei when we put ourselves into that Teva, but we have to realize that Chodesh Mar Cheshvin is a Lashon of Mirachshin Sfasayu. We want that the Teva, those words, the Teva should continue. Mar Cheshvin is Mirachshin Sfasayu. The words, the Teva, called Teva v'Teva that we put Koiches in by Chodesh Tishrei, we want it to be Mamshech. Another pshat is Mar Cheshvin is the Oisius Roishim Nunches. The 58 days of all the days of Elul and all the days of Tishrei, the Roishim of those Noach days, 58 days Noach, Roishim Nunches should be Mamshech. And it's Mamshech because we're Mamshech to say those Tevois. And we want that Be'ezer Hashem, the Koiches that we put in, should be able to continue. Another aspect, the Nakuda, the difference between Noach and Moshe. And again, that we're saying that Noach Betzem had the potential to be the Moshe, to bring down all the Shefa and the Tikkun HaOlam. It didn't happen, but there's a connection also. It says, Noach Motzah Chein Be'enei Hashem. It's interesting. Say a Taich. Moshe Rabbeinu also, it says that he was Motzah Chein. But when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Motzah Chein, the Pshat is because the Pasuk says, Ula Anovim Yiten Chein. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Anov. But Efshi, you could say that it's Shaykh by Noach also, Noach Motzah Chein. First of all, it says, Noach Ish Tzadik Tomim. And Rashi in Avodah Zarah Davov says, what does it mean, Tomim? Onov Ushfal Ruach. So Tomim is Onov, and Ula Anovim Yiten Chein. But Efshi, it's even tiefer than that. Where do you see that Tomim is Onov? Tomim is Onov, what's the Pshat? The Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Chavtes, it darshans Lagabi, the difference between Har Sinai and all the other mountains, and it darshans a Pasuk, Lama Turatstun Horim Gavnunim. And the Baskel comes in and says, all the other mountains are Gavnunim. Gavnunim is Lashon Giben Oidak. They're Balei Gaiva. And Gaiva is a Mum. And if it's a Gaiva, it's a Mum. So Lama Turatstun Horim, as opposed to Har Sinai, that was an Onov. To say, Dvorim for Russian, a Bal Gaiva is Mum. So Noach, who is Tomim, is an Onov. Onov is a La'anovim Yiten Chein. So Avad and Noach did have that Nakuda of a Madrega. Whatever it was that he was only able to be machnas atzmei l'teva and b'toichoi, b'toicha dor of pinima for his madrega. But that was l'maisa matzel the oilam. He wasn't matzel his dor. Instead, it started a new haschola. That new haschola was gevaiter, geboit of teva, geboit of the fact that we're totally 100% with our entire ramachivorim, with our entire metzias, are machnas ourselves into a matziv of hashroas hashchina. And be'ezer Hashem, what we're supposed to take now, that in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, we should take all the koiches that we took from Chodesh Tishrei and taka bring them out, that we should be able to be zeicha, to be a vehicle for Hashruas Hashchina and for Kiddushim Shemayim, and we should be zeichet to the ultimate when the entire world will know Atah Haresel Adas Ki Hashem Hu Alekim Ein Oid Milvado.